Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
I would this fear would grip me, but how I overcame that fear, and this is what'll work for you the same way, how I overcame that fear was simply I had the scriptures that I'd stood on to believe God, to believe my way out of that prison, and I had them written on three notebook pages full of paper, and I pulled them out from under the pillow, and I began to read them out loud to myself. Not to wake anybody up where I was up at, but to read them out loud to myself just over and over and over and over. What was you doing? I was running the spirit of fear off with a spirit of faith. Did you know that there is a spirit of faith, just like there's a spirit of fear? And you know the spirit of faith can be imparted to you. You understand? I'll guarantee you to give you that intuition and that determination that I'm going to get up and serve God, that I'm going to believe God, that I'm going to act on God's word, and I'm going to get out of fear in Jesus' name. It's time that you arise in this day and hour and decide that I'm going to believe God in a supernatural way, and I'll guarantee you that He'll turn it around for you. But the devil is trying to bring that spirit of fear into the church, and he's trying to get you to a point that you will not believe God. But I'm here to tell you, we're going to believe God regardless of what the devil tries to do, and we're going to rise up and we're going right on through. Amen. Why? Because God's word is true. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but He's given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. I remember this. I was sharing this story last time. Maybe I can get this end of the story in for our brother over here and our sister. They was wanting to know the end of the story, but I remember when God spoke to me about financial prosperity. Remember, I was sharing along those lines. I believe it was last night. I was talking about what the Lord had said to me in September of 1997. Well, I began to flow on that $100 bill stuff. You understand? Just giving $100 bills away like they're popsicles. You understand? And by the way, we're still in the flow in Jesus' name. I'll guarantee you this. I believe somebody's given me $500,000 in one lump sum in cash check of money. Or I believe that my budget's met weekly and monthly and I have an abundant supply left over when we get through in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What are you believing that for? I'm believing it in for the kingdom of God's sake, not for my sake. I'm not going to build the golden calf with it. I'm here to tell you, I'm going to build the kingdom of God. I've been listening to Pastor Harris's tapes, you understand? Y'all didn't know he taught that. Well, y'all were sitting right here when he taught it. I'm here to tell you, he talked about building the golden calf with a financial prosperity tapes. You understand? He had a lot of folks get money and then they go build the golden calf. God didn't give them the money to build the golden calf. He gave it to them to build the temple. Wasn't that what you taught us? Amen. And so what I'm doing is I'm building God's temple. I'm building God's kingdom. But I remember I started walking in this prosperity. I walked in a measure of the prosperity of God. And then all of a sudden, I'll guarantee you, our finances in the ministry just shut down. I had employees like I got today. You understand? I mean, our employees, I mean they got to eat. You understand? And they got to pay their bills. And we got to believe God for them. And of course, I tell people that come on to work with us now, you got to believe God for yourself. You understand? I mean, I'm going to believe God as far as I can for you, but you're going to have to start believing God yourself some, you understand? And thank God for it. You know, try to treat our employees just as good as better, because really, excuse me, they're not in my employees. They work for God. Woo! Amen. And that's the way you got to keep it. But anyway, our financial situation, I mean, we just got in disaster. Talk about the spirit of fear. I mean, I begin to look at all. He said, men's hearts will fail them for fear looking at the things that are coming. If you begin to look at the things that the devil starts bringing against you, guess what's going to happen to you? Your heart's going to fail you. What's the heart he's talking about? That spiritual heart inside of you that's been filled with faith, that heart of faith. If you begin to look at the giant too long, if you begin to look at the enemy too long, if you begin to look at the circumstances too long, you know what's going to happen? Your heart's going to fail you. Your faith's going to leave you, and you're going to get into that spirit of fear, and it's going to be to dominate you. And every time that you think about it, I mean, just inside of you, your stomach's going to get knots. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Excuse me? Excuse me. Am I the only one? Oh, y'all do it too. I mean, it happens. I mean, it has happened in the past, not now, surely, you understand? But it has happened. And your stomach just gets in a knot, you understand? And then sometimes, you unconsciously, you're wringing your hands, you understand, walking around. And brother and sister, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell on myself, I got in fear. I mean, I flat got in fear. And the devil began to give me pictures of going under. I mean, just flat going under financially. And, you know, and I'd been kind of respected in our community for a while. And the devil was going to knock my feet out from under me. You know, I didn't have nothing when I come out of Remy or Rama, whatever you pronounce it as, you understand? When I come out of Remy, my kinfolk called it Remy. And they said, if you go to that Remy, they're going to ream you out, boy. You better stay away from that stuff, you know? But anyway, I went on to Remy, you understand? And after I come out, I mean, God began to bless me, you know? And you know, God began to raise us up there. and begin to give us a little notability with the banks in our community and people that was there, and they kind of looked at us in a different way than they used to and realized that God is doing something, must be doing something, because he wouldn't be where he's at today if God wasn't doing something in his life, you know. But at the same time, the devil began to show me pictures of me just going under, financially going under. And I'll tell you, fear began to grip me. Why? Because I began to look at those things that were coming upon me. And that's what the devil wanted to do. He wants you to look at those things that he's been bringing upon you. And if he can get you looking at them long enough, guess what he can do to you? He can bring the spirit of fear to you. Because whatever you greatly fear, that's what's going to come upon you. That's what happened to Job. And so here I was. And so you can just start off fearing a little bit. It won't be long, though, if you keep looking at it. Guess what's going to happen? You're going to greatly fear. And the spirit of fear is going to get to dominate and control you. And that's what happened to me. In fact, I had a vision. Do you know the devil can give you a vision? You know, he took Jesus up into a mountain, a high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, didn't he? And when he showed him all the kingdoms of the world, you know, of course, Jesus was there, but I'm just trying to bring out the point that the devil can show you visions and bring things to you to try to get you in that spirit of fear to control and dominate your life, because he controls in fear. He operates in fear. And so, had a vision of a bathtub, believe it or not. Why do you have a bathtub? But that's just what it was. And the bathtub was about half full of water. It's one of the kinds you pull the stopper out of, you know? And then when the water gets down to a certain level, you understand, it starts this swirling motion going down the drain and this sucking sound, you know? And so water goes down. And the devil says, that's you. That water represents you, Randall Greer Ministries, and everything you got. And you're going down the drain, buddy. You're going down the drain. You're going down the drain. You talking about having a spirit of fear. The spirit of fear got on me so, and I didn't even realize it. I began to look at the circumstances. I was looking at those things. And the devil was showing me these pictures. He was whispering in my ear. The finances wasn't coming in. It seemed like that every one of our monthly partners all at one time decided not to send the money at the same time. You understand? Glory to God. Imagine what would happen in this church if everybody in the church decided Sunday, you better not let me hear about it if you do. You understand? I know how to take an offering. Said Brother Andy Howe, there's two ways. You can either take one or receive one. I was in prison for armed robbery. I know how to get money. I'll guarantee you right now. But I'm here to tell you, you understand? And that's when I take offerings for Papa Hagin, which I've been honored to do over the years and blessed to do. I always get up and tell them if anybody in the room ought to know how to get an offering, it's me. There's two ways. Either receive one or take one. Which one do y'all want? I spent over 10 years of my life behind prison bars for armed robbery. You understand? I know. And I can manage everybody's money in this room. Said somebody, Brother Randy, are you a good manager of money? Absolutely. You give me a 44 Magnum and I'll manage everybody's money in this room. I'll guarantee you. I can manage money. You understand? It's amazing how that works. But I mean, if everybody just decided, you know, on Sunday decided, well we're not going to give any tithes or any offers. When the offer receptacle went by and it come down to the end and the ushers got through, the thing was empty, I'll guarantee you, pastor's eyes would get big at the end, and his heart would begin to, and he'd have to be combating the spirit of fear, because it'd be coming, because there's bills that have to be paid, and salaries that have to be covered, and electrical things that have to be taken care of, and land, and all kind of stuff, you understand? Well, anyway, can you imagine if all of a sudden your money was cut off, and you know, you didn't get a paycheck, all of a sudden the company just up and said, well, we don't have no more money, and we can't pay you this week, may not be able to pay you next week, may not be able up pay you next week, your heart's going to go bum, 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 bum. What am I going to do? Well, I run into that situation, you understand, and when I begin to look at those things and it began to happen and the devil was prophesying to me. You know, he prophesies your future if you'll listen to him. And he prophesies it to put fear inside of you to get you to listen to him. And I mean, financially, it just looked like we was going under. I mean, we got to the point that it looked like that we were not going to be able to pay the salaries of the people that was working with us in the ministry at the time. And my wife is the head of that department, you know, and she's always turned to me and we've strengthened one another over the years. She said, Randy, she said, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I said, honey, I said, just go on to the office. I said, write the checks for their paycheck, because they get paid every Friday. And I said, write their paychecks there at the office today. And I said, the money will be there. That's about all the faith I had. I mean, just enough faith to believe God for their paychecks. Now, I didn't get one for a while. Excuse me. But I'm going to take care of them before I take care of me. In fact, today, I'm going to take care of them before I receive. Because if you look on another man's wealth, not your own, God will bless you. You understand? And so, anyway, I said, honey, just go on. And I said, God's going to take care. She said, what we going to do? What are we going to do? I said, what are we going to do? I said, the same thing we always done. We're going to depend on God and we're going to trust in God. I said, what you doing, Brother Randy? I'm trying to put faith in her. Because I flat didn't have an ounce of it. I'm telling you, I'd been gone. I'd been wrung out. I'd been come out with this prosperity message. I was preaching that God's going to make you rich. Yeah. devil popped me upside the head two or three times, I'll be honest with you. He said, if you'll shut up preaching and teaching on that faith, he said, I'll let you up. I said, brother, I said, you got you a fight. I said, because I'm going to stay right with this thing. And I'm going to preach it. I'm going to stay here with it. If I starve to death preaching it, I said, the Bible is still true. And I'm not going to back up from it. But he kept on. He said, if you'll just quit. He said, if you'll quit preaching prosperity, he said, I'll let up off of you. But this fear was just coming on me, and I was combating it. I mean, I was getting the word, confessing it, you understand? And then finally one day I was walking through the offices when I was there one day.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.